Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with alcohol. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Frank.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like giving you an adjective.
No, it's all right. Yeah. I don't need any. What you drinking there?
I'm drinking Tennessee honey?
Yeah.
What am I drinking?
Jack Daniel's Tennessee honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of syrupy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that Jack sour mash flavor to it, but
I really like it though.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Have you had really it before?
Good. Yeah, I have actually.
Yeah.
Oh, and it burns in my chest every
does.
Time
I it does. Yeah, it's very
gonna be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of me wiggling at the microphone every time I take a sip.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely tastes It's easier to drink than just plain old Jack, but yeah, it's definitely gonna still got the kick.
What are you drinking?
That burn. I'm still drinking some Sam Adams, the Escape Route. I'm really enjoying this Escape
Route. Been
roots.
On that Escape Route for a long time.
For a while, yeah. Well, I got that like 12 pack of like the winter variety pack, and
yeah.
This has been my like favorite discovery from that.
You should like thumb for a ride or something like that. Like hurry up on that Escape Route. I mean, I know you're.
I'm
a
working on
man,
it. I'm working but, on the Escape.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find some way out. You know, we'll go from place to place and maybe jump into a phone booth that's bigger on the inside. And
that sounds stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
It's physics.
All right. Listen.
Don't
want you
your
to,
bottle
I
me.
Want you to no, I want you to listen here, okay? Because I'm going to try and hit you with my best shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
Oh. Welcome to our recurring segment, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, in which one of us tries to tell the other one why that thing they don't think is very cool is actually cool.
That was well said.
Could you please remember that soundbite so I don't have to explain it every time?
No, I can't. Okay. I cannot promise that. but, yeah, you have never been a very big fan of Doctor Who.
No, I haven't. Here's why. I like things that are from the UK.
Yep.
I like science fiction.
Yep.
Bow ties are cool.
They are.
As are, you know, other things.
Yeah.
You robots. Know, dinosaurs and robots and all other things, science fiction. And you put all of those things together, and I don't like Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I've watched every incarnation of every Doctor, you know, different episodes here and there. And
of the most recent Doctors that you...
From Eccleston onward.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't do it for you. When you say you don't like it, do you mean you actively like, I do not enjoy this, or like, nah, it doesn't do it for me?
It just doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
I don't dislike it. I don't like, this show is terrible.
Right,
like,
right.
If I was, like, if we lived together,
mm-hmm.
which one day we might,
mm-hmm.
And you were like, every Saturday morning at 7 a.m., I want to watch Doctor Who, I will say, well, good for you, I'll still be sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But at a normal time.
That's such a weird scenario. If we lived together,
I know.
I would not watch it with you.
I know. If it was Tuesday night and it's 9 o'clock and it's Doctor Who time,
yeah.
I would probably sit down and watch it with you. But I would probably be scrolling on my phone through
mm-hmm.
the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
not really watching.
Not really watching.
But I don't dislike it. It just, and there are parts of it that I was like, oh, that's cool. And it just doesn't. Like, I have no reason to care about any of them.
Okay.
I think maybe that's what I'm missing.
Interesting. You have no reason to care about any of the Doctors? Cast,
the Doctors, the companions.
Okay.
And, I mean, the earlier episodes certainly were lower budget, which did kind
sure.
of, you know.
And, yep, yep.
And they're a lot of them are episodic, which is not my favorite
at the beginning
style
they
storytelling.
Were, yeah, yeah.
It's like, and we fought the Daleks, and life's good, or now we're moving
okay.
on. Yeah.
So, okay, let me take a similar approach to
okay.
what you did when we did the last one of these, which was Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
So you like sci-fi?
I do.
You don't really like Star Trek, right? Like the show.
I like Star Trek.
You like Star Trek.
Yeah.
What is it that you like about Star Trek?
It's a good question, actually. That's actually a really good question. Depends on what Star Trek, really. Okay.
Well, let's think. Which Star Trek shows do you enjoy? Is it Next Generation, original series?
I think I like Next Generation over original series.
Okay. Next Generation is good.
That's what I saw. I think that's just what I saw first.
Sure. For a lot of people, our generation. Yeah.
But Next Generation also isn't something. Like, I tried to binge it a couple months ago, and I was like, and I got through a couple episodes, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm good. And also, I think because it's episodic.
Mm-hmm.
I like Star Trek just fine. It's, you know, it's got adventure, and it's got interesting characters, and, you know, but again, just there's something that's missing from the equation, and I don't exactly even know what it is.
Do you like the aspect of Star Trek that is the different places and locales and different alien races and different planets and that kind of stuff?
You know, it's funny. A lot of times that doesn't interest me. You know, like when people always talk about Star Wars and the cantina scene, they're like, I gotta look at all the aliens. I'm like, that doesn't really...
That's interesting, because you are such a, like, costume aficionado. Costumes, you love
makeup and
you like the visual aspect. Even in comics, like, you are, as I am more of a words person, you are more of a pictures person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, the visual aspects...
We're Albert and Costello that way.
Yeah. That's right, yes. You like the visual aspects of things in lots of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Star Trek, that doesn't do it for you.
I think it depends on the... Star Trek, but I think it all, like... I think you have to take it maybe in the era.
Okay.
And I have a hard time separating stuff, like taking stuff in its time, you know, as opposed to how I want it to be seen.
So, okay, now let me take something else. So, do you like history?
Yeah, very much.
And do you like time travel stories in general?
Yeah. Interesting, like, new, like, what if the Nazis had won the war, Lemon?
Yes. Like that. Right. Yeah. Like Man in the High Castle type stuff.
Yeah, right.
Or, okay, but even just history, like just plain old history. Like you enjoy you are a history buff to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all things that Doctor Who has. It's got history. It's got sort of the alternate history, like what the Nazis won the war type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's got the Star Trek adventure aspects to it, where you're kind of visiting new places and which admittedly you said is not your favorite aspect.
I think it depends how it's presented. Well. If it's just like. It's like the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
But they have pointy ears.
Okay.
You need more imagination. I need something a little bit more creative than that. I think maybe that's...
But if you're going to the actual Roman Empire...
That could be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about if you're, like, going to the last day on Earth? Like,
I've seen that episode. I'll have you know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
an early one. Yeah.
Yeah, with the weird face stretchy lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super gross. I didn't like that.
Yeah. Do you like John Barrowman?
Yeah, I love John.
It's got
Barrowman.
Plenty of that.
Yeah, see, that's a good way to get. That's it. That was the little bit of it in. Like, wait, I see, but I don't know, when does John Barrowman show up? Who is he? What's his importance? Like, I'm not going all the way back to Christopher Eccleston to find out.
Okay, what if I told you?
Boring.
All right, these are some spoilers for Doctor Who. What if I told you, and you're okay with a little bit of minor spoiler, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
What if I told you that John Barrowman was Han Solo, except if he was invincible and a time traveling swashbuckling pirate who cannot die?
See,
lives forever.
Yeah, that sounds like
doesn't
a lot
that
of fun.
Sound insanely fun?
Yeah, that sounds a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So when does this happen?
This happens.
What doctor? Just tell me the doctor.
David Tennant.
Okay.
10th Doctor. Yeah. There's some really fun stuff with him. He's like a recurring character.
Does he go all the way up through Matt Smith?
We haven't seen him in a while. I don't think he was ever with Matt Smith, to be honest.
So
maybe
he was really
maybe
just
once?
The David Tennant era.
No, maybe, I don't know. Maybe, I think he might have been there at the very beginning of Matt Smith. I'm blanking on it right now.
Because I watched the first couple episodes of the first season with Peter Capaldi, that one interested me the most.
Yeah, I like Capaldi a lot.
Yeah.
He took a little time to grow on me because he took some time to, like, find his footing as a doctor. I liked him more in the most recent series than I did in his first. His second series, I thought was like some of his best. Mm-hmm. He found his doctor.
Okay.
Fun fact, Peter Capaldi was in a punk rock band with Craig Ferguson.
Oh, that's right.
In like the 80s, 70s or 80s.
He was. I love Greg Ferguson.
They grew up in Scotland.
Does she show up on Doctor Who?
No, he doesn't. I wish he did. But they grew up in Scotland like together, and they were buddies. They still are friends.
That's cool.
And they were in a band together. It's so cool.
That's super cool. That must have been the 80s,
Must have been the 80s, yeah.
Rock was huge.
Yeah, and Ferguson, for years, has had a, when he had the show, had a TARDIS mug on his desk. It was always there. So he's a big Doctor Who fan as well. But anyway, yeah, Captain Jack Harkness is a great character, a really fun character.
That's cool. That's a cool name.
Cool name, right? Yeah. So I've always liked him, and I think that he's a great reason. Even if you just watch his episodes. Did you ever watch the episode called Blink?
What Doctor? Remind.
That's David Tennant, 10th Doctor. It's probably the most famous David Tennant episode.
Most famous.
Yes. You've got the...
No, I don't think I've seen
the Weeping Angels.
Oh, no. I've heard of the Weeping Angels before. Because whenever anyone's like, oh, Stephen Moffat, now that he's gone, when will we get all these wonderful things? And he invented the Weeping Angels.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've seen the little pops of them and all that stuff. Right. But I've never seen that episode.
Anytime you go to a comic book convention, they're you know, that's like some of the biggest Doctor Who memorabilia is Weeping Angels stuff.
Okay.
Do you know the concept of the Weeping Angels?
No, I don't know anything about them.
Okay. So...
I'm imagining there's some kind of cat creature that are always happy, right?
No, they're more like angel creatures that are not
aptly
that's
named.
That's a really, it's called Blink, it's in series 4.
Okay.
That's actually an episode that oftentimes if someone's like, I want to get into Doctor Who, where should I start? Mm-hmm. I'll point them to that episode and say, watch this episode, and if you like it, then the show might be for you, but if you don't like it, then it might not be for you.
Do you think that it's a misstep to point people to the best episode because then they think that the whole show is like that?
Sure, it can be. It depends on the person, right? Like, right. And what their expectations are. But it's not so much about it being the best episode. It's more about it being a good sampler or a good example of what a Doctor Who episode is like.
Okay.
And it happens to be one of the best. But it's more, the reason I'm pointing them there is because, like, this is a good indicator of, like, if you like this, it's a good barometer for whether or not you're going to enjoy the show. So I'd say try that one because it's got some history. It's got some, time travel and, a little bit of sort of a Back to the Future type, like, will they, won't they fulfill the timeline?
Gotcha. Okay.
And fix the timeline. It's got a little bit of, like, horror movie tropes to it.
Yep.
And it's got a good mystery, a really good mystery.
Oh, all right.
So it's got a bunch of really, really good things and a scary villain.
What companion is this?
Is it
Rose?
No, it's Martha Jones.
Okay. Who is what's her name? What's the actress's name?
I'll use my one.
It's Laurel's mom on Arrow, right? Is that her?
No.
No. I know, like, Doctor Who actors that have shown up in other things, and everyone's like, oh, they're from Doctor Who. Like John Barrowman, perfect example.
Freema Agyeman is her name.
Okay.
That's Martha Jones.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever watched any episodes with her.
No, you may not have. She's a little bit of a polarizing
companion.
Yeah.
Why?
A lot of people don't like her because she came right after Rose.
And a lot of people liked Rose?
Yeah. I mean, Rose was the favorite for many, many years. There have been other companions since then.
I didn't really care for Rose when I watched those episodes. So
Rose is still my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a friend who loves Amy Pond.
Yes.
So much. And I've heard many split things on Amy Pond.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to love Amy Pond. I mean, she's fantastic. I do love her. She took a little bit of time to grow on me. I didn't like her right out the gate. But I really did like her a lot by the end.
Okay.
You know that our good friend from Legends of Tomorrow, Rip Hunter, was her husband. Amy Pond's husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've heard a lot of people watch Legends of Tomorrow and see Rip Hunter and be like, so he's just doing Doctor Who.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because he was a very, very different character. Much different character.
Was he likable? Because I don't find Rip Hunter very likable.
He was very likable. Very endearing.
Yeah.
He was very endearing. He was like sort of like the straight man. He was like the normal guy.
Okay.
He was like, why do all these crazy things keep happening? I don't understand. Like,
gotcha.
And he was just like, Amy, why can't we just live our life in our little house and not go travel all over the... fine, we'll go to ancient Rome.
So why was he going with them?
He was going, at first he didn't know about the doctor, and it was like she kept the doctor like her secret. The doctor was her best friend, so he was part of her life, and a couple times Rory got dragged along on these adventures, mm-hmm. and then there was some big romantic sweeping gestures that involved him going on these things, and eventually he became like part of the team.
Okay,
so they were all like a three person team. It was kind of like they were two companions.
Is there a way? Like, you know how, like, some shows have, like, you know, these are the best episodes to watch.
Yes.
Would you recommend that I go back and watch every episode, or can I get away with...
You can skip.
Skipping episodes.
I mean, I really enjoy the show, and like, but even when I rewatch,
yeah,
there are episodes that I skip.
Yeah.
Even when I rewatch it. So, yes, you can definitely, if you're doing a first run, you're like, I really just want to watch, like, the most important and, like, the best of the best. You can get away with it. A lot of people will tell me that I'm wrong for saying that and that that's terrible and whatever, but I really think you can get away with it. I think much like The Next Generation, I have done that with The Next Generation where I found a really good list that someone put together of like, here are the essential episodes that are either ones that are fun or ones that specifically have to do with the plot of each season.
Yeah.
And you can just watch these like five episodes from each season.
Okay.
And I think you can kind of do that with Doctor Who. And there are fewer episodes to begin with, remember. There's only 13 episodes per season.
Oh.
And much shorter seasons.
I started... Now, see, here's... I might have started watching... Well, the Christopher Eccleston stuff, I know, was just like, it just wasn't doing it for me. Yeah. So then I tried going up the ladder, and I tried David Tennant for a while, but I tried it while I was at the gym. I would, like, watch it on the iPad while I was, like, running on the treadmill, which is a terrible combination because you hate anything that is in front of you, even your favorite show, when you're running on the treadmill. And so maybe that is it. And I've only seen one Matt Smith episode.
Okay.
And it was the Christmas special where Ian McKellen played the snowman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
It was an episode of a show.
Yeah, that wasn't my favorite Christmas special either. So, yeah.
And then
Ian McKellen's great, though.
Yeah, he was good.
He's Ian McKellen.
And then I started watching Peter Capaldi from the beginning, moving up. And see, again, maybe it's because I don't spend enough time with each doctor, but I don't really care about any of them.
I was going to say, you're not caring about, you mentioned that before, like, is probably partially a function of not committing to any of them. And I understand, it's like, if I don't care, I'm not going to commit, but if I don't commit, then I'm not going to care. So,
it's
like,
this weird vicious cycle I'm stuck in. But again, like, I don't, if a lot of the shows are episodic and it's like I just have to watch them to watch them,
mm-hmm.
and I don't, like, there doesn't feel like there's any growth or story. There's no overarching story development, and it's just like, and here's our next wacky adventure.
Yeah.
Then I kind of lose it.
See, that's funny. For me, I like kind of a mix. I really enjoy the wacky adventures. I think that's what the show does really well, and that's where it's really fun and endearing, is when they just go on a wacky adventure.
Right.
But I would like, admittedly, they have their wacky adventure episodes, and then they have their episodes that progress the plot of that season.
Right.
And there's not a whole lot of, like, other shows will have, like, their wacky episode, but then, like, there's the thing at the end that keeps you interested.
That's right. Yeah, there's that little tag at the end to make you come back for the next one.
Like, even if Flash has, like, a gimmicky episode, at the end there's, like,
something about who
Zoom is or whatever, right? Or Smallville will do that all the time, where, like, they might do a kitschy episode that was, like, taking place in the 40s, but at the end there'd be a thing about, like, the Phantom Zone escapees or whatever. So that's something that Doctor Who admittedly doesn't do on purpose. Like, they want to separate those things out. But it makes it easier for you if you want to skip those silly episodes. Yes. It makes it easier because, like, with Smallville, I was always like, oh, God, you can't really skip anything because, like, even at the end of an episode, there's always going to be some hook.
Right.
But with Doctor Who, it's a lot easier to just be like, watch these four episodes and you'll get the main plot.
Okay, see, you know? that's good. I should try that. Some episodes that I've watched, I've gone, oh, that character on screen
mm-hmm.
that is not the companion or the doctor
mm-hmm.
are very interesting to me. But they don't show up in every episode, like the lesbian lizard lady who's a ninja.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
She's a lot of fun. She's a lot of fun. Out of context, it's a very weird thing to say. I don't know her name. But there was an episode where she, like, came down a rope or whatever, and she was in this ninja outfit with a sword, and she's a lizard lady with her lesbian partner.
Yes.
And I was like, this is such an interesting concept that I've never seen before. I'd be interested to learn more. And I've never, like, just based on some of the episodes I've seen, I've never seen them again.
Yeah. And they've actually
I know they show up a few times.
Yeah, and actually they were in a few episodes of Peter Capaldi's.
I think that's where I first saw. Okay. I think it was his first episode where there was a T-Rex like
rampaging through London. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was the first episode. And I really
they were in a Christmas
episode.
Special too.
Yeah.
They were in the, I think the Christmas special prior to that, the last Matt Smith one, I believe.
Was that the snowman one?
No, I think there was one in between.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, there were more. I liked when Peter Capaldi went to Robin Hood, like when he met Rob. Was that that? Yeah, he met Robin Hood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. That was like, but see, that's what I mean. They're all like, that was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I think I need to, from what you have said.
Yeah, I think you should give it your best shot. Give it a shot by being strategic about the episodes you watch.
Yeah.
There's also like. In between some of the seasons, David Tennant did three series. They called them series.
Yeah,
we called them seasons.
UK.
Yeah. He did three series, and then he did a bunch of one-off specials. So he played the Doctor for like several years, but only did it three actual seasons. And then between the last, his final season and the end of his run were like a bunch of specials. And then
right.
The last, his the end of his run was one of those specials.
Right.
And also, if you love British actors.
Yeah, very much.
So many big, like Ian McKellen.
Yep.
And Timothy Dalton and like all these big British actors have been like villains or, you know, like side characters in a lot of, a lot of these episodes.
So maybe I should just watch and not look to be like, ooh, that's someone that I know. And
yeah, I mean, it might be fun to, like, if I gave you a list and said, here are some ones you should watch, and I didn't tell you whether I was putting on the list because this is one that advances the plot, or if this is one that has Timothy Dalton in it, and like you never know,
right?
So that you're just watching because you know, like, okay, well, there's something I know there's going to be something in this episode that I need to see, whether it's for plot reasons or stunt casting reasons or whatever.
Now. Who's your favorite Doctor and companion?
My favorite Doctor is David Tennant. The 10th Doctor is my absolute favorite.
Why is that?
He has this irreverence. He has this sense of adventure. He's sort of a swashbuckler. He's very clever, both in his dialogue and in just his weird roundabout solutions for things.
Yeah.
A lot of the most iconic lines, like wibbly wobbly timey wimey, that comes from him.
I would pretend I know what you're talking about.
You've never heard that one?
Nope.
Oh, okay. That's one of those things like the Weeping Angel that's kind of come into the conscious, like the pop culture, surrounding the show. But yeah, that's a lot of the more, famous things have happened under him. And I just really like his look, his attitude, his sort of optimistic, crazy madman, attitude that he brings to everything is really, really fun. He's my favorite. My favorite companion is Rose. I love her. She's like no nonsense. Gives the Doctor crap all the time. There's a tendency with a lot of the companions to be sort of like, oh, Doctor, where are we going next? Where are you going to take us? What are we doing? Where she's a little bit like that, but like when he's being an idiot, she's like, cut it out. Like, don't be an idiot. Like, I really like that.
She's the straight.
Yeah. She calls him on his nonsense. And so she has the moments of being like, wow, we're going to the last day on Earth. And, you know, like, this is amazing and crazy. I can't believe this is happening. But at the same time, she's also like, she's an equal with him. So she can call him out on his, on his garbage. Which I find really, really fun and endearing. And they're a really fun pair. She and the 10th Doctor are a really fun pair together.
Who's your least favorite Doctor?
You know, I hate to say it, but probably Eccleston.
That seems to be the popular opinion among people, so why you hate to say it?
Well, so there's this conventional wisdom.
Amongst the new Doctors.
I understand. There's this idea that your first Doctor is always your favorite, and that just wasn't the case for me. I really liked Eccleston, actually, at first. I really did. I was like, wow, okay, I really like this. Like, I wouldn't have kept watching if I didn't enjoy him.
Right.
But then Tennant happened, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, this is a whole
way better.
This
Get
is
out of
incredible.
Way,
and then
Matt, you're only on for one series.
Yeah. Well, he quit.
Oh, did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't get along with the producers, so he quit.
Oh, interesting.
Matt Smith era came, and I wasn't really impressed at first. I was like, this is not Like this.
What's the main difference between the Matt Smith and the David Tennant? Because to me, they've always kind of seemed the same. They were kind of like, I'm kind of kooky, and yeah. I say doctor-y things that aren't really doctor-y things because I'm a Hoovian or something.
Well, first of all, it's worth mentioning that the showrunner changed.
Yes, right. Stephen Moffat took over with Matt Smith.
Yes.
Okay.
Before that, it was Russell T. Davis.
Okay.
So there's a very different. There was a very different sensibility. Yeah. To the show, it was much more kooky and episodic, and it became much more... You might like the Matt Smith era more, actually, because it became much more serialized and, like, the story building on itself one episode after another much more.
That's my style.
Not every single episode, but there was more of it.
Yeah.
It was more of a season arc every time. Mm-hmm. Whereas, the previous stuff was more just sort of, like, Saturday morning cartoon, sort of, in that it was just episodic and fun, wacky, kooky adventures... with a little bit of story peppered in. It became more of an arc as Moffat took over. So you might really enjoy that, since that really is what you tend towards much more.
And so maybe because I only watched the Christmas special, I probably started on the wrong thing.
Yeah, you said you only seen...
Matt Smith, I've seen two things with Matt Smith.
Oh, okay.
I've seen the Christmas special, and I've seen a edited together YouTube video where he says bow ties are cool over and over and over again.
Okay, great. Yeah. I think you would enjoy watching the Matt Smith era a lot then. I think maybe the Matt Smith era and select parts of the current era, the Peter Capaldi stuff, you might like more.
Okay.
Because I think you would like then the Moffat stuff a lot more. I think you would appreciate that a lot
so
more.
So should I just... So.
So maybe you should watch highlights of the previous stuff, and then
Do I really need to watch anything of the Eccleston era?
No, probably not.
To get
Maybe just the episode where he turns into.
Need to basically watch the finale, of Eccleston to get to Tennant, and then I watch a couple episodes of Tennant,
select
and
episodes.
Then I can start with Matt Smith moving forward.
Yeah, and then just watch what you want from there.
Is the Weeping Angels Matt Smith or is it
Tennant?
It's Tennant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it starts with Tennant. They come back.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's really fun. You can watch watch Blink. Watch that episode.
Yeah.
Make that if my homework assignment was to watch Fellowship.
Yeah.
Your homework assignment should be to watch Blink.
Okay. Check up on your homework assignment. Have you done your homework?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not watching that episode. No.
I promise I will. But I haven't had a chance to watch a 3-hour movie yet. Sorry. I haven't watched.
I'll just make a face at you.
I haven't watched any movies since then. To be fair,
that's true.
I haven't had time to watch a movie.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, that's because we watched 5 episodes. of
you had 5 20-minute episodes. It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, right. Was like a whole movie. Yeah,
that's true.
Good times.
A normal movie, not a 3-hour movie.
Good times. Last time we were together.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I don't. I'm still lukewarm on the subject because I just don't want it to waste my time, I guess.
This is how I feel about Lord of the Rings, too, where I'm like, I guess I'll try it, but I don't know if it's going to make a difference, but I'll try it just to be fair-minded about
it. It's enough to try it because every time... this conversation was good for me because I will give it my best shot because there are plenty of times, I guess, where I could, sit down and watch one episode to be like, put anything else I'm watching aside. But, I'll watch one episode, and I never do. So,
yeah, I mean,
it's enough for me to sit down and be like, I'll try this Blink episode that you're so...
It's like 50 minutes, you know what I mean? Like, it's less than an hour.
And I can skip through the commercials. Ha ha. No, I'm just kidding.
No commercials.
I know I can't.
There's no commercials.
Although, it's not on Netflix anymore, is it?
No, but I think it's moving to Amazon.
Oh, good.
I believe.
I have that.
Yeah, I believe it's moving to Amazon. So.
Okay. So I will wait until that moment arrives.
Yes.
And then I will do that.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it.
Good. Okay.
You feel better about this?
I do. Now, here's my last question, I guess, though. I've heard, because I follow geek news, that Peter Capaldi is not coming back.
Is that
correct?
No. He is, as far as what I read just in the last few days as we're recording this, is that he would like to stay on. They are, Stephen Moffat is leaving.
That I knew.
Stephen Moffat's going to do one more season and then leave.
Okay.
So my understanding is that Capaldi will stay for that one season and maybe even one beyond that.
Oh, so there is one more season with Capaldi. I just didn't want to catch up.
And then get another new person.
And be like, oh,
no, my understanding is that he will do one more season at least with Moffat.
Okay.
And then when Moffat leaves, Capaldi says tentatively, he's like, yeah, I wouldn't mind staying, but he doesn't want to say. It sounds like one of those things where he doesn't want to say. Like,
got it.
One way or the other.
Doesn't want to back himself into a corner.
Exactly.
All right, one final question.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it anger you when people call the doctor Doctor Who?
Oh, so much.
Yeah.
So much.
Does it? Yeah.
Just because I know it's wrong. Like, it's, right. Oh, it's just, it's, yeah.
Well, to be fair, if you don't know the show,
of course you're going to assume his name is Doctor Who.
You assume his name is Doctor Who.
The worst was
when it doesn't have a question mark at the end of Who.
It's true. It's true.
Bad grammar.
The worst was in the kind of
British. They should know better.
Yeah, well, yes, that's true. In the early days of it being on Netflix, the episode descriptions were very clearly written by an American who had not really watched the show.
Oh.
And so they would refer to him as Who, like as if his last name were Who, like the same way I might be like, you know, like Abbott and like Costello did this and that and the other thing, or like, you know, Clark Kent. Kent did this, this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
They would say, who goes on an adventure with Rose to the end of the...
That's funny.
Like, oh my God, that's so wrong. Like, he's literally never... His name is not Who. Who is not part of his name.
Never fact-checked.
Basically. Right, no, they just let someone write it and then posted them, and they fixed it eventually, but...
That's funny.
But, like, in the early days of me watching it, I was, like, horrified. Like, oh, these are so... These descriptions are terrible. My God.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
I'm such a super fan.
Yeah.
The description of this show is atrocious. Thank God its content is
Dear
pure
Netflix,
A-grade.
I'm going... I took the liberty of rewriting all 100 of your episode descriptions.
He's a pretty good comic book guy.
Yeah.
It's a Simpsons comic book guy.
Thanks. That's what I strive for.
Did you read Action Comics 1000?
Anyway.
Yet. It's not out yet.
Not yet, but it will be. One day.
Especially
if it's going twice a month. All right. So, any other questions?
No, I will give it my best shot. I will say that I will watch that episode of Blink. That's
cool.
Where I'm at. And if I like that one enough, then I will ask you to make a list... Or I will at least find an assembled list of, you know, these are the important episodes.
Sounds good.
At least of David Tennant, and then I'll move forward. Because I feel weird starting with... I think that's why I also stopped watching Peter Capaldi, because I liked it enough to maybe to keep going. But I was like, I feel weird not knowing context going backwards.
You're pretty good about, like, you don't really need to know too much.
Yeah, like, I got Daleks are super, super bad.
Yeah,
like, I got it. There's enough there. Sometimes the villains return or like Lesbian Lizard Lady.
Yes.
And all that stuff. There's like that. Like, I know there's context that I missed. So I'd like to know more.
If it makes you feel better, this show has been on for over 50 years now. On and off for 50 years.
Right.
Right. It's been around since the early 60s.
Crazy.
Yeah. So they will bring back villains that are old villains, you know, from the classic era. And I won't get it sometimes.
Okay.
Because they don't, but the thing is, they don't draw attention to it. So if you know, you're like, oh, cool, it's the Zygons. But if you don't know, you're like, oh, it's this weird new alien race. Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
I understand. This is me feeling like a non-comic book fan.
Yeah,
a comic book show. Like,
yeah.
I don't have context.
Like, I don't know who this Ra's al Ghul person is, but he seems like a pretty cool villain.
Right.
Like,
why do some people call him Ra's al Ghul and some people call him Ra's al Ghul?
Exactly.
I am confused.
Right.
All right, well. This was fun.
Cool.
Tell the people where they can find us.
They can find us on the internet. Beer with Geeks is where you can find us on Gmail, on Twitter, on Facebook, on the .coms. You can also find us on iTunes, on Satchel, on Stitcher, on Overcast. Leave us reviews, ratings, favorite us, heart us, all that stuff. Leave us a written review if you'd like to do that.
And I have one here. It says, I'm liking these guys. 5 stars from Steville 123. Says, good show.
Oh, well.
Good review. I like
very,
it.
Simple, very
succinct, to the point.
To the point.
I enjoy it. Thank you, Steevil128.
Thank you, Steevil. The best. Yeah, well, that about does it for us. So
until next time.
Cheers.